We're going to go to Baltimore now, where the official start of summer means more efforts to keep young people off the streets. The arrest and death of Freddie Gray 2 months ago laid bare the drug dealing, violence, and lack of opportunity that plagued the city's poorest neighborhoods. Recreation centers, which have a long tradition in the city, are a refuge. NPR's Jennifer Ludden spent some time at one of them.
Just behind the public housing complex where Freddie Gray was arrested, the Lillian S. Jones Rec Center aims to make up for all that's missing in this West Baltimore neighborhood of Sandtown. Students aged 5 to 12 come after school and in the summer. Next to adolescent boys playing hoops, a table full of girls plays Monopoly. There's also air hockey, foosball, and a computer room in back.
Only 3 minutes on the computer. It's time to give other kids a chance, okay?
Director Brandy Murphy says there are also swim classes, okay, science lessons, arts and crafts. But the center gives kids far more than fun things to do.
We are mom, dad, aunt, cousin. They come here to get what they don't have at home. There are some parents that even to this day I've had some kids for 2 years and still haven't met them.
Murphy says many children are from a nearby homeless shelter. Others are being raised by foster families, grandparents, or older siblings. She says stressful home lives take a toll.
You can see the anger in the children. Sometimes it's hard for them to communicate. It's hard for them to focus. There is no discipline at home. So when you come in and you're the discipline, sometimes it can be difficult.
Please don't go right here. What is you doing?
Yet this safe space can help kids cope. Out on the front steps, Stacy Folks is organizing a summer basketball league. The middle-aged man has fond memories of his time here.
Most of the folks from this community at some point has stepped foot inside the center. As you can see, it's connected to the elementary school. We had some great leaders over the past that helped groom us to become adults.
Which is why the city's taken heat for closing or privatizing a dozen rec centers since 2012. Rachel Donegan of the University of Maryland says closing some makes sense. Attendance has dropped as the city's population declined, but she says it still left some feeling they have no place to go.
Baltimore is just one of those places where people are deeply rooted to the neighborhood that they grew up in, and that might mean a five-block span. Their identity is tied up in that.
The Lillian S. Jones Center in Sandtown was privatized and then closed briefly last year before the city took it over again. Gwendolyn Chambers is with Baltimore's Department of Recreation and Parks. She says the city is building bigger super centers and wants to upgrade older ones.
To create quality spaces and to adapt your programming to what the communities want now and not just what they wanted in the 70s. And so what we do now is a lot of surveys and questions and asking the kids, you know, what are you into?
She says that led to a recently opened skate park with help from outside donations. What's more, for the first time this year, Chambers says the city is making summer camp at rec centers free.
I know stuff. Okay. You know this?
Hey, Mommy.
At the Lillian Jones Center, it's supper time.
Tacos.
This is dinner.
Soon after they finish eating, most kids will sign themselves out and walk home. But the activities here will keep going. A competitive cheerleading team is trickling in for practice. A group of men hold a nightly ping pong match. Families even come here to host meals after they bury a loved one. This place is our community, says one resident, from cradle to grave. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Baltimore.